tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Sending this one out to James and Lala tonight. Yes, sing that same old love. And pissed off. You know, it's so funny. I was listening to last week's episode in the car and like hearing us all sing. It's like, oh gosh. Hey guys, it's Megan. We are here with this week's Vanderpump Rules after show here at AfterBuzz TV. I totally forgot the name of the episode. I don't even care because we have cast member Faith with us.
Hey. Yay.
What up, so excited that you're here.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Nice. Well, let's have everybody introduce themselves and do Twitter handles real quick, starting with Dan, and we'll go down the table.
Sounds good. So my Twitter handle is at DanBabic _, and then you can find me at Instagram at DanBabic. That's DanBabic.
And I'm Justine, and you can find me on Twitter at JustineDevanna3 and Instagram at Let's Face It with Justine.
Faith, doll, where can we find you on Twitter and all that good stuff?
I am Faith Stowers, and you can find me at your local barbershop. No, I was kidding. You can find me on Twitter at Faith Stowers and at IG at Faith Stowers.
Fabulous, guys. And I'm your host, Megan Stecker, and you guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. It's all at Megan Stecker, MEGANSTECHER. Let's get into it, because we have Faith here for all the inside dirt. I'm so excited. Let's lead up to Pride. We'll cover everything else, and then we'll lead up to the Pride
Sounds
party,
good.
Which was fabulous. Okay, so Lisa Katie and Ariana talk Sheena Shea drama to kick off the episode. Lisa kind of cuts the girls off and says, it's not that easy. Kind of like Sheena's plan, and we're checking up on her and them, and like, it's not that easy. Mm-hmm. Faith, do you feel like Sheena's kind of making it about her and her being happy, not so much Shay's health?
That's a tough one, because I've witnessed their relationship, their marriage, and they seem very, very, very happy. Mm-hmm. But I do know, like, Sheena is kind of a princess. She likes attention to be on her, with good intentions. But I do feel like Shay deserves kind of a bit of a break. I mean, that guy loves Sheena. Like, everything he does for Sheena. I literally was just at their house for Thanksgiving. Sheena's mom hosted Thanksgiving. And Sheena, like, literally broke down and did a speech about, like, confessing his love for Sheena in front of everyone. Like, made everyone cry.
Oh, my God.
It was beautiful. And then some puppies, like, walked in. Like, it was weird. It was just one of those, the most emotional Thanksgiving I have ever been to. I'm used to, like, football and chips people throwing stuff. But that was literally the most emotional Thanksgiving. And you can just tell the love that boy has for Sheena.
Whose puppies were they?
Well, you know, Brittany and Jax are getting a puppy. And
yes, have they gotten it? I saw some pictures.
Kristen was there. So the neighbors have like these cute, oh my God, the cutest puppies.
Okay.
And they have two of them. So Jax decided to get one for him and Brittany. And then Kristen's going to get one for her and Carter. Mm-hmm. So they're the cutest puppies. Oh my God.
Now, how would you say... I think everyone's probably wondering who was at Thanksgiving? And I know that you said it was like really like mushy and you know, emotional, but was there drama at all? Like, who from the show was on there?
There was some drama. It was me, Kristen, Sheena, Shay, it was their house, and just like the family, and then Brittany, Jax, and Jesse.
Yeah.
So, it was all of us. They're really careful about talking about some things because they know that I'm really, really good friends with Lala and James. Like,
yeah.
Those are like, that's my squad. We are a squad. Mm-hmm. Us three are like a trio. But they also know that I pretty much get along with everyone. So at the same time, Kristen feels like she can say whatever, you know, she wants. Like, she mentioned James. She mentioned Lala. But she was just kind of offended by some of the things she had to go through with James. Mm-hmm. And basically just said, you know, James needs to get his life together type situation. You know what I mean? I know Brittany was kind of offended with some of the scenes that you see with him and Lala. She had, you know, she's dealing with that as well.
Yeah.
You know, Brittany and her mom are really close, so they weren't really appreciative of that. But again, Jax is in love. You know, he cares about Brittany, loves her a lot. So, okay. I mean, you do these reshoots, and sometimes, you know, it's hard bringing, you know, certain emotions back up, and sometimes you're frustrated, or sometimes you're feeling like maybe saying this instead of this during a reshoot, and it comes out more so than it would have come out the first time. So it kind of looks like he's more into Lala, but I mean, you'll see as the show goes on.
Because that's what's kind of cool about the show. Because obviously in real life, there's so many times when you think, oh, if I could just go back and say this and say this. But actually with the show, because sometimes you have to reshoot because of editing and obviously to make it look more dramatic. Like, how good is that? So all the things that you forgot to say the first time around, you can go bam and say it the second time around.
Yes, exactly. I mean, they take full advantage of that. So you'll see there's some lot of juicy things coming up in this season. Very juicy. Like, I'm sure people have an idea of what they think is going to happen.
Yeah.
They're wrong.
Because we haven't seen a lot of you yet, and I remember telling Megan and Dan, I was like, I really want to see Faith in it more, because you see everybody else's drama, and then we don't see you. But maybe because I guess you're not starting drama? Is that
why? I don't. You know what? I'm really good. Even, I've already been in drama with a few of the castmates, but you know what? I'm really good about bringing someone to the side and saying it, and then somebody approves it, like, Faith, why did you do that off camera? Why didn't you tell us you were going to say that? Why didn't you tell me you were going to go confront Sheena, because at one point I had to talk to Sheena about something. So it's a lot of that, but then I was told by a really, really close friend of Katie, Courtney Berman, you see her pop up on the show. She was the one that did the photo shoot with Sheena.
Yeah.
In last episode, the blonde girl, her and Katie are really close. She tells me that she's seen some things and it gets a little crazy. Like, I get a little bit, I'm shown in a different light. I'm like, okay.
Because I'm just being honest, because I don't really, from watching, I don't really like any of the cast members. We kind of talk about it on the show, no one's really that likable.
Really?
Yeah, to watch, because I just find everyone so dramatic and everyone's so into the drama. So, obviously, because we haven't seen a lot of you yet, I was thinking, okay, she's going to come in here, she's going to bring the drama. But I think you have got good energy.
Yeah.
So, I want to see more, because I've met most of them now, and I mean, I've only met them for not very long, so I don't want to judge, and very frivolous, very image obsessed, all of that. We are all image obsessed because we live in LA, but you seem like a good egg.
Thank you.
That's an analogy.
And I wanted to hate you. I really did. I really did. I was coming in like, I want to hate her. But even before, when you said about, you know, Sheena and stuff, you're just being honest and real. You're like, yeah, she's a good friend of mine, but I think she's not giving Shay some slack and all of that, and she's being a bit deep, and she can be a bit princessy. Seems like you will be the type of girl in the series that will say what you think and won't, you know, do all these backstabbing, and you're more to the face and just being true to yourself.
I definitely can agree with that. I'm very, very true to myself, because at the end of the day, it's just me, myself, and I. That's how I feel.
Freaking out song.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I feel. I just really feel like, even after they say certain things they say about each other, they're friends anyway afterwards. Like, they may beef, but they're, I mean, maybe not Jackson, James. I mean, they're probably never going to be friends. But then maybe not Chris and Ariana. I don't know. They talk afterwards, and, like, they're cool. But I just kind of noticed, like, I'm not going to go say something somebody said and then start drama, and then all of a sudden they're friends because they've been around each other for years.
Mm.
And
yeah.
I'm new. And they're like, oh, well, Faith started to stir the pot. She's the one. Blame the black girl. You know, I ain't got time. So I just kind of say what I feel to them and then let that be it. They can make their own decision from there and out. But, and, you know, I can take some shit. I mean, I'm in the Army. I've been in the Army for, like, 6 years now. So, like,
oh, wow.
I can take some shit. Like, if somebody wants to sit... I don't know if I can cuss. Sorry.
Oh, that's right. You can say shit, go cheat, say fuck, whatever you want,
I love it.
Done, yeah. That's what... We're after hours. We're after bars. After, yeah.
All right, then. Well, shit, fuck that. No. Yeah. I feel like that because of that, I can take crap from people. Like, when Lisa's, like, you know, we're table 7. And then, I don't know, I'm like, oh, it's over there somewhere. And she's like, oh, God, you know. I'm not going to be like, oh, my God, she just rolled her eyes at me.
Totally. And what's Lisa like in real life? Because just being real, people have positive, very positive things to say. But then people also have very negative things to say about good old Lisa. Mm-hmm. So I know she's your boss and you've got to try and please her and make sure that she's happy with you. But I have not heard the nicest things from people that I know that work at both Pump and Sir that are not on the show. So I wanted to get it from you, girl. What do we think, aside from the fact she's your boss? Be real. What? She's probably not going to watch us. Let's be honest. She's a very, very busy lady. What's she really like?
I think I honestly had a lot of good talks with Lisa.
Okay.
She was there for me. I had a scare. I don't know if that's going to be aired. I had quite a bit of a scare with, like, a whole breast cancer thing.
Because my
mother had passed from breast cancer. So I was nervous about it. I didn't know what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then I talked to her about it, and she was a really comforting, concerned ear to me. And there was also a thing, I don't know if they're going to air this either, but a fight. Me and Lala got into a pretty, crazy fight and at the restaurant. And then instead of being like, you guys are both fired, she did say get the fuck out of my face, but she basically was like, you and Lala need to make up. You guys are actually friends. She's like, you guys are close. Yeah. I can tell you guys genuinely care about each other. So either make up or, get the fuck out of my face.
Because Megan interviewed last week.
I interviewed Lisa on the red carpet.
I didn't even know that. Tell me how it went. Just quickly, give us a recap.
Quickly. It was the Real Housewives 6th season. So it's their premiere party.
Yeah.
I'll talk only about Lisa. I was intimidated. So it was funny because I was thinking back to when Sheena and someone else were talking to Brittany before Brittany went in to meet with Lisa to interview with her, and they were like, she's really intimidating. And I was like, oh yes, I felt intimidated by her, and I don't know exactly how she does it. It was like she stood very close and she had her eyes kind of downcast, and we're kind of the same height, but she had her eyes kind of down, kind of like she's looking down on me.
You're doing it, I could picture her doing
her answers to the questions were so direct, and I was like I was sweating and got nervous. Like I tripped over my words in my first question because I was like, dang, she's just a force. Yeah. So, yeah. I said a lot of not that nice things about Lisa on the Housewives show, and I don't know, I think she kind of lived up to, how I thought she would be, just, all business. She's not here to be friends, she's here to run the show, kind of a thing, is the impression I got.
Because I remember when I met her, I know they keep getting angry, all the viewers, because we keep talking about personal stories, but I don't care, I'm talking about a personal story. I like to be on point at all times. I live by the words, I did not wake up today to be mediocre. That is what I live by. And there was one particular day when I first met Lisa, when I couldn't be fucked, because we like swearing, so I'm going to swear tonight, ironing my shirt. So I met Lisa without an iron shirt, and I never leave the house without an iron shirt. And I met her at Villa Blanca, and I remember the first thing, because I was with friends that knew her, and she said, oh, hi, darling, I'm Lisa. And I remember she looked down at my shirt for two seconds and looked back up at me and was like, no. It was almost like a moment, like, oh. Like, she deemed me worthy because she first saw me and was like, oh, yes, you're affiliated with people I know. Yes, you're in my restaurant. Very fabulous, very Australian. And she looked down at my shirt and she was like,
Because of your shirt?
And she was cold to me after that. Cold.
Because your shirt wasn't iron.
So after that moment, I thought, never again will I leave the house. Doesn't matter how tired I am, how late I am. It's better to arrive, better to be, arrive early than ugly, or whatever the saying is. So yeah, that's served me for the rest of my life. I will never leave the house without an ironed shirt because of that moment.
Well, let me say, I did get to see the other side of her. Not to talk shit. Because she did come up and she was fun for 1 second. She grabbed, she's like, hold on, I want to interview Kyle. So I was interviewing Kyle. And she goes, give me your microphone. So I handed her the microphone and she played around interviewing Kyle with our AfterBuzz microphone.
Yeah.
It's really cute. You guys can find it on YouTube under the playlist Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Season 6 Premiere.
Nice.
Sounds good. But this show, what else happened? I know, I'm keeping in trouble.
Back to your squad. James and Lala have a little music date.
Yeah.
And I felt like the most important part of this scene was, first of all, I think Lala can sing, and I was surprised.
Yeah.
But they decide not to be exclusive, and she's basically said to him, well, if you hook up with somebody, I just don't want to know about it. So I feel like that stuck out. That was important.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like she really did care.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about watching that scene with your friends and knowing everything that's about to happen in the upcoming season?
I feel like, girls, we do that. We'll say, boy, I don't care. I'll do whatever you want to do. Just to see what the fuck they're going to do. Just because I say, don't give me roses. I don't like roses. Give me fucking roses.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Just do it.
Guys need to watch this so that,
thank you.
You know how me and Faith roll, okay?
Lessons. Okay. But you know what? It's tough for me. It's always been tough for me, this whole experience. Honestly, because I've kind of been stuck in the middle of those two because James considers me, me and him are really close now. I'm actually probably going to move into his apartment when he moves out. Me and him are really close. And then me and Lala are really close. So there's times I'm looking into the situation. I'm like, James, like, why are you doing this? Like, don't do that. You know, you're going to hurt Lala. And Lala, I do the same thing. I'm like, Lala, come on. Like, why are you bringing this guy around? You know that James is going to get jealous. So they do it to each other a lot. But I will commend Lala on saying from jump she wants to have fun. But I get what James is saying where he's like, I'm telling you I'm boning this girl.
Right.
Why don't, you know, why are you caring so much about it? But secretly, I know that James likes that because he wants Lala to care for him really badly.
Yeah,
and he can't deny that.
Yeah, because on the show, Lala literally was just like, do what, you know, do whatever you want. And then she found out. I think it's like every girl, like you said, then found out and that he was hooking up with someone else and saw the marks. And she was just like, no. And was I saw that and I was just like,
you know what a lot about it is, too, though? I really feel like she asked who because I think in the back of her mind she knew it probably could have been somebody she knew or she wouldn't have asked who it was. If he would have said, you know, Jacqueline, she'd have been like, who the fuck is Jacqueline? Like, who's that? Okay, yeah. Well, bye. You know, but because she, I think she kind of knew it might have been somebody who was just hugging her, who was just saying, babe, don't ask no questions about that. Be bigger than that because she knew she fucked James. And that to me is shady and I can't get with it.
Do you know what was funny though? Because I obviously have conspiracy theories about you probably as well feel the same way. When you first get on, when you're a new cast member on a show, you have to bring it. Because if you don't bring the drama, as we've seen in previous seasons, guess what? You don't get to stay. Hello. You're no longer on the show. I really love reading their subtext. But I know when she was fighting with James about it and then when she went outside to talk about it with the girls and the big group, because I've done psychology and all of that, I was reading her subtext, and I think she was almost in her mind. I could see that moment where she's like, "Yes, I'm on the show. I'm here to stay."
Right.
You could see she was angry, but you could see in her face she was actually genuinely angry. But you could see, I'm here to stay. You could say, "Bingo! I've been waiting for this moment. I'm on next season. I'm good."
I agree. I feel like, I gotta choose my words carefully with this.
Just say what you're feeling. Yeah, why not?
I'm just saying, I know my girl Lala, and her track record with guys have been very different than James. Big black dudes that play in the NFL. Or she tell herself she loves her some black men. Like, that's her shit. I'm gonna be honest. So, James, I'm looking at James skinny, white, skinny.
String bean. Somebody called him String bean last week or
string
something.
String bean.
Yeah. He's daddy long legs.
She mentioned that she's like, yeah, James, skinny, not what I usually go for.
You'll see it. Like, yeah, she'll kiss him and be like, she'll give him the Lisa King kiss, like, mwah. Now you got a kiss for the day. Like, that type of thing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying Lisa and Ken obviously love each other, but I'm just saying that little, mwah, that's it. Like, they've been married for years. But, you know, I know Lala's sexual character. You know how she is. Like, from watching the show, she's sexual. I've kissed Lala. Me and Lala's kiss has been crazier than her and James' kiss. So
oh my
I'm
God.
Just like, do you really like him? I don't know. I feel like it could grow into something maybe one day, but... And Lala's smart. She's a smart girl.
So what do you think, Megan? Because I love hearing your opinion, because you're a smart girl, and you're not as crazy as me and Justine. You love the characters. You love the show. You're an analyst. I want to know what you think, because I think you're the wisest and you are a bit of an encyclopedia for all things Sir Vanderpump Rules.
Okay, so what do I think about Lala and James' relationship?
What do you think of Lala and James' relationship, and what do you
feel...
At that moment in time, and what do you think about her having that moment of, I'm here to stay?
I think you're 100% right about she was like, F yes, this is the drama that's going to get me keep me on the show. I don't know, she also had a few drinks and maybe she just looked a little different in the face to me because she's had a few drinks. And she's thinking a lot and she's like, I can't believe this is going on. Like, it's kind of like being in the middle of an earthquake and like, what the F just happened? Like, experiencing your first earthquake. She's like, this kind of crap goes on here? So that's one. And two, I think this whole... James going and sleeping with someone else will be a turn on eventually in a later episode. Ooh. Because it's like, it's the start of the dance and the chase. Because we know we like that as girls. Because guys won't call you because they're like, you know what? You call her, she's like, you're too easy, I'm not interested. And they ignore you so that it's a chase. And, I mean, James didn't really do anything wrong. She didn't want to be exclusive. She said, if you hook up with somebody, I don't want to know. So he didn't do anything wrong. The only thing wrong he did was show off those bruises at work.
That's what I was going to say. Like, that was unnecessary.
And who it was? Girl code. Yes. Why would you go after her friend? You know what I mean? The girl she works with.
Exactly. But he didn't have to wear that, right? Like, honestly, can I ask you, did they make him, the producer, say, wear a shirt that shows that?
And not even just the producers. If you notice, that black tank top he had on was, like, you know how we had uniforms? Yeah. They have uniforms, too. All the guys had to wear tank tops.
Yeah.
If you notice, Jesse had on the white shirt, and then James had on the black tank top. Mm. All the guys had on tank tops.
Yeah.
Because Lisa's very good about showing those muscles, freaking crying. So he had to wear, I will agree, like, he had to wear a tank top. Totally. I promise.
He could have put makeup on it. No, I don't think he'd go in that detail to discover it.
Let's get the inside info from you about Lauren. So you were saying that Lauren and that bartender Anthony, so they were together at the time.
Yes.
What did we not see when they were shutting the cameras out and ripping the microphones off? What went down?
They basically were just arguing about what really happened. And I think, well, I know Anthony later found out that it did happen. First, Lauren was trying to explain, oh, no. You know, of course it didn't happen. You know, because you could easily convince Anthony it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Because he's like, James, over this, you know. which is true. I love you, James. But it's just kind of like James was saying it was, and people had a hard time believing James. But then Lala's in there. If you notice, she was in the, you know, in the back saying, yeah, you did, Lauren, tell the truth, and we all know the truth. And then finally, you know, Lauren has to kind of come out and say it. Now, and honestly, I don't even believe Lauren said it that day. Because I don't think Anthony found out, that she did it later on. Like, literally, Anthony went to Pump and grabbed James by the neck. And, like, I've never seen anybody get elevated off of a wall. Like, the way Anthony played this to me, it was like Avengers, like, Mortal Kombat.
Straight out of a movie.
On the wall, and just like...
Like, why couldn't the cameras be there? That would have been, like, the perfect TV drama.
Yeah. That would have been the best. Like, Andy probably got, like, a call. Like, the producer's like, dude, we missed a fight where he raised him up on the wall. Should we reshoot it?
It was like some Dragon Ball Z.
Because had Anthony cheated on Lauren previously? Had he done a dirty with another girl? Like, what motivated her to
Lauren
do this?
Lauren did tell me that. Yeah. Lauren did tell me that he did.
Okay.
Had some infidelity with her.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it seemed like they were happy. Lauren was saying, you know, they were working things out. They were fine. I've even flirted with Anthony. I'm not gonna lie. I couldn't help it.
He's
cute. Yeah, he really is.
Like, I don't like him. Like, he'll be like, Faith, I don't like your hair like that. You should go back to natural. Your natural, like, blackness or whatever. And then I'll try to come and work with my hair natural. I'm so crazy. Like, that boy. But, it came out. Because I even heard Lauren tell James, like, why did you say anything? And that was supposed to be a secret. And, you know, so...
I mean,
to me, I like Lauren. I think she's a sweet girl. I mean, seeing her just cry after that scene. I mean, she was bawling. Like, Sheena had to, like, hold her. And even Sheena was convinced, saying, oh, they didn't sleep together. It didn't happen. So you can imagine the shock on everyone's faces to find out that it did. You know?
One thing that did annoy me about Sheena this episode is because I generally try and be on the Sheena side. I think she's more of a good girl than a bad girl.
Yes.
But I saw her in the background when it was all going on. I've never seen a smile so bright on anyone's face. And she was loving every single second of it. And I thought maybe she's a bit of a pot stirrer. Maybe she loves the drama more than we think she does. So I wanted your opinion on that fact.
Or because it wasn't about her and Shay.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't. Exactly.
Possibly, maybe. Why do you, what do you think about that? Do you think she loves the drama? And do you think she lives for it?
I think she's really good about spilling, like, the tea, kind of, like, being involved in the tea. She's good about giving her opinion. Like, she's wise, like you. Like, so when she says something, people are like, oh, my God. People are like, well, you know, listen to what Sheena says. So, and then, you know, Sheena and Jax are very, very, very close.
Yeah.
So I think it was also, you know, kind of like a good thing that it was about James, too. Like, to kind of get James, you know, a little bit embarrassed. You know what I mean? Like, especially in front of me at Kristen, who she's really close with as well. So.
Oh, now, every single episode that we always shoot, I'm always like, I wonder what they're doing for the cameras. I wonder what really is going on, who's friends. Okay, so how real is the show? Because I know there are people dying out there that want to know that.
It's definitely a real show. I will give them that. I mean, I definitely believe it was a real show. I mean, some things are too... Honestly, do I feel like I'm a little too real for it? Yeah, I do. I feel like that sometimes, which is why you probably don't see me very much in the beginning. Because I feel like if I go too crazy, then I could be pitched as his the crazy black girl on the show. I'm just being
Yeah, that's true.
If I, and I, you know,
yeah,
which
you're top-casted.
Yeah, like which I kind of felt like toward the end when I'm cussing out Lala or when I cussed out Jax, like, I get kind of like, and then even Jax said, oh my God, I got kind of scared of you for a second. Like, you got completely different, you know? Mm. So it's a part of it to me, it's really authentic, but then the producers may be like, okay, Lala, Faith just told James something you told her in private. Like, how do you really feel about that?
I knew that that probably happened.
After me and her had already, like, kind of squashed something. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Then I, the next day she comes in and she, me and her, you know, she talked to her friend said the same thing, and after that they're kind of getting into it, we get into it about it, and it's just in restaurant, it's it was crazy.
Because you said you have to reshoot things, so that's why to me I'm like, how real can it be if you're having to reshoot something that's authentic and real?
That's, yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and I'm sure they all find that tough to do. It's, but then it depends on what it is, because if you still feel the same way and you feel strongly about it, the worst thing that can happen is you might say more of what you wanted to say before.
Do what you said.
Yeah, like a rerun. Go back,
go back and, like, really be like, I know I said forget you, but nah, fuck you. And then, like, say it, and then it gets crazy, you know? So it's good for them. It's good for TV. People want to see that, you know? Mm-hmm, they want to see Jax drop a Grey Goose or a Patron bottle and be like, oops, you know? Just, like, they want to see those type of things happen. They want to see James, you know, chasing Lala around the parking lot. They like things like that. So it's good to reshoot it, because then you get to see, like, their true selves after they had a chance to think about it and really come with that on the scene. So
yeah,
it works out. It works out.
And I've got something to say, even though we're veering from the show. Here, now, this is actually proud moments of my cast members this week. I had a proud moment for both of you girls this week.
Wait, what happened?
And I was very proud of Justine this week.
For what?
When you stood up to that Twitter follower, because we said Ariana's boring as fucking batshit and we can't handle her. She needs to get off the show. Nice girl.
What?
And you stood by it.
I stood by it.
Yeah, you did.
Because you know what? The thing is, especially like, whether you're on an after show, whether you're on a show, you know, people are going to say shit to you. And, you know, I'm just, because someone disagrees with me, I'm not going to be like, you know what? You're actually right. I'm like, no, this proves that I'm real, because I still think she's boring as shit. So you can tell me that, like, you know, I'm wrong, this, that. Like, no, I think she's boring, and maybe it's the way she's being portrayed as boring. And that's what I was telling this Twitter follower. I was like, okay, maybe she's not boring in real life, but on the show,
she's fucking
boring.
Yeah.
Like,
she is. No one watches the show.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, no one watches the show. And he's like, Ariana's on, yay. And we watch it, you're like, oh.
No, I like Ariana, but I am a Kristen. I will always say that.
Kristen. And then my proud moment of you just quickly is, oh, no, we're veering from the show, whatever. But I thought it was a bit of a Cinderella moment when Megan from Pennsylvania, who's been doing the after show for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills for years and years and years, is on the red carpet interviewing them. How was that? Like, how was it? Like, killer. Like, so proud of you for doing that. How was that moment? Finally, after all this time, I know you love them. You're obsessed with them. Just talk us through that moment, because that needs to be revealed, because that's amazing.
God, really?
Well, how many years were you on? Have you been doing the after show?
This will just be my second season of doing House of the Beverly Hills Housewives.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I have to say, I've been watching it since season one, so it was definitely, you know, to be a girl from Pennsylvania in the middle of nowhere, grew up in horse country, like horse farm country, which I was just home for Thanksgiving and I was bored out of my mind. I couldn't wait to come back. Hey grandma, love you. It was a Cinderella moment. It was like, this is happening. Like, it was more exciting for me than getting a chance to interview someone like Tom Cruise or Will Smith. It's like, yeah, you guys are great. Yeah, hi, I'm here for the Housewives. So it was fantastic, and I just encourage everyone to watch it on YouTube. And Lisa V is there, Lisa Vanderpump and me.
Awesome. Well, I just had to cover that, but back to the show. Should we do a little bit of inside goss with Faith?
Faith, it's all about you, girl. It's your time. We've come to that portion
throwing
of the show.
Shade it is now. I want to know, who do you like and who don't you like? Let's start with who don't you like, and then we can turn it around and say who you like.
Really turned it into heat tonight.
He's excited.
Naughty, naughty, naughty. Who don't we like? I'll tell you who I don't like. We'll also say who we don't like. I don't like James anymore. Sorry.
No.
On the show, he might be very nice in real life. Don't like James. Half on the fence about Sheena. Ariana really? Thinks boring. Kind of like Kristen, but I'm sick of her coming every, you know, keep coming in every 5 seconds. I'm like, you've left, sir. Fuck off.
Oh my God, he's on today.
You are out of control.
Tom Schwartz. Love Tom Schwartz. Katie and Tom. Tom's a 5 out of 10. Katie's cute. Yeah, that's what I think. Who do you think? Now I've revealed. Now you've got to do it. Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, so I have to say.
Who do we hate? Come on, just put it out. Yeah. Who don't we like?
In the beginning. Can I say in the beginning? I'm so on the fence. I did not like Kristen. Yeah. I did. Okay. I did not like her.
Fair enough. I'm getting to know her now.
Yeah, I'm getting to know her now. But you have to realize I was cool with Lala first. Remember? So
yeah,
if she's all like, you know, this girl Lala, yada yada yada, I'm gonna be like, nah, fuck you. You know. But who else? Okay, so who do I like? This is who I like.
No, who don't you like as well? Is there anyone else that you kind of? Oh, who are you like 50% on?
I'm gonna agree with him in the James thing though, and I know you're friends with James, but like I had to say, like I feel bad because the last couple shows I'm just like I can't stand James because of his like British accent and he thinks he's so hot shit, and now like you're friends with him, so like before you get into that, like is he like different on the show?
He is.
What is he really like? Like is that really him?
No, he's this is James. James says whatever the fuck he wants to say. And he does feel bad about some of the things he says.
Okay.
And he has that, you know, that British accent, so he can say things and it's not that bad. He has the accent.
Yeah, I love
can say
it.
Fuck off, and it's like, oh, it's not that bad, it's British.
Well, what about you, Megan? Who don't you like? You're a good girl. You don't really like to throw as much shade as ass, but who don't you like?
Really.
Yeah.
I just think as far as like being like a bad character this year, like James is like out of control bad, but I love, like, I've met him in person, and I think it's just how, you know, what personally was going on in his life at the moment and how, and the show. It's just heightened.
Because you said he was here and he was nice, right? With Kristen, you said that he was
like
shy.
Yeah. It was crazy. He's a totally different guy right now. But he's fine. He's bringing all the drama to the show. So I kind of, I like him. There's no one I don't like right now. Mm. I'm not kidding.
Thank you.
This is my favorite show. I'm not kidding. This is like my favorite show ever. Ever. So that's why I'm like, I like it all. Everybody's bringing it. Everybody's bringing the drama.
You like Jax? Ugh.
I don't like Jax is like he's not like a good citizen, like a good person in his heart. But I mean, maybe he is in real life. Like this is just a side of him on the show. Mm. So on the show, is he a douche and I don't like him? Sure. But if I met him, I'd probably feel differently.
That's why we're saying like who the real,
you know,
people
funny
are.
That y'all think that Ariana's boring on the show, but like she actually is really fucking hilarious.
No, she's awesome.
She? Yeah.
Like that's crazy. She's
well,
awesome.
Get to meet her after off the show.
Yeah,
she
totally
is a comedian. Like,
oh,
she,
really?
She's
so
comedian, actually.
Funny.
Wait, see, that's how
she stand up.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
See?
I'm going to tell her I thought you were boring. Yeah.
No, that's exactly how the show is, because that's what we were saying. It's like it portrays you differently.
Maybe they'll show it. Maybe they'll show it. I don't want to say too much because maybe they will show things like that, but she actually is a freaking gem. She's fucking, she'll dance in the middle of the dance floor.
Wow.
But have you noticed that when you watch the show? Do you see where we're coming from? Is like, they don't show them at all.
Yeah,
like,
because
just
I'm one
like
of
they
the
sit
bitches
there.
They don't show that much. Yes.
We're waiting for you, babe.
Hello, I'm in the Army. I've been in the Army for 6 years. It's one of the reasons why Lisa literally, you know, I got fired from starting my first week.
What?
I got fired. I'm going to be honest with y'all, because I'm going to be honest this time.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, you know, I couldn't show up because of something, but I was hiking in Malibu. And I didn't want to go in because I didn't really get along with nobody there. I thought everybody was bougie. Nobody was real. I didn't like it at first. It didn't feel like a home for me to be pursuing my acting career and my music career in that environment and still coming home stressed out.
Yeah.
So, I left. And then I ran into Lisa during Long Beach Gay Pride because most of my friends, like, were all about it. So, we got a party bus. We went to Pump to stop off first before going to Long Beach. Lisa was there having tea. She goes, come here. You are that girl being naughty and shot for your chef. Come sit with me right now.
So I'm just like her. Oh,
I
my God.
I sat with her. And she was like, you know, I think that you'd be great. I think you should come back to the restaurant. We could really use you. I think you're a beautiful black, you know, African girl. I think you're great. You know, saying all these things and brought me back in and just thought I would mesh well with the group. And she even said to herself, you know, these kids are making a lot of money. You know, I think you should be the girl that, you know, gives it to them real and gives it to them straight. You know, be that girl. And, you know, I'm like, all right, I'll come back. I like Lisa. I like how she's talking to me. She's being really raw, really honest.
Good.
Felt like I could trust her. So I came back, and she's the whole reason why I'm even here. Oh. Like, she really is, because I wasn't coming back. Had I not talked to her.
Now we like Lisa. Yay! Lisa!
Show, though, like you said, before the Long Beach Gay Pride, when you originally were at sure, you said, was that taping or
no.
Like the show? Like, how, I don't know how that all played out, how you getting onto the show.
I was just working there. I literally just worked there. What happened was I met with Guillermo. It was one of the owners.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, you know what, Faith? I wanted to work there. I didn't want to be on the show. He goes, I know you only just want to work here to pursue your acting career, but your music, but I think that you're what Lisa and I were just talking about. He's like, I'm going to be honest. We need something, a little bit diversity. We need somebody funny. And, they said beautiful, which I accept. So I'm like, all right, I'll see. And I'm thinking, okay. He's like, all right, well, I get a text. They told me to come in for an interview. And I'm thinking, oh, interview. That's like when you sit down and they ask you your job history. And no, I walk in, there's cameras, there's lights. I'm sitting there, telling me to sit here. And they're like this. And they're asking me, questions. And I'm like, man. Who would I want to sleep with?
Wow.
I said Sheena and Lisa and Anthony. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Sheena and Lisa.
Bless the Lord. I dabble. I think women are beautiful.
I was going to ask, are you bisexual?
I'm experimenting.
Okay.
Would not mind having an actual relationship with another woman. I think that women are beautiful. I think they say what's on their mind. I think men do too. But I just feel like I love the shape of a woman so much that I get interested in kind of seeing where I can take that. So right now, I feel like it's more physical. You're bad, by the way. Right now, I feel like
what?
You're bad. Like, you're fine.
Oh, thank Ooh. You.
Yeah.
I can faith over here.
Just saying. And I actually, it was so funny because, I was really attracted to Lala. At the time, Lala was not filming. I didn't know this girl, Lala, but I was like, damn, this girl's really beautiful. And then everybody kind of latched on to her, so I was like, fuck that.
Fuck
yeah. Everybody's all over her. I'm not going to be the girl that she doesn't even, just not even into girls. To try to take her from all the guys. But then again, I don't know. You might see that I might try later on in the season.
So would you say you're into guys and girls equally? Because you're just talking a lot about girls now.
I'm into guys more. But okay. I will say that I can be hanging out with a guy and see a beautiful woman and not stop looking at her. Mm-hmm. And guys will be like, wait, what?
So tell us a little bit about your movie and your acting and your music. Like, what's going on there? We're excited for you.
I love, love, love entertainment. Maybe not reality so much. I'm starting to like it, but I wanted to do action films. I wanted to do stunts. Like, my dream is to be in, a Mortal Kombat movie. I'm like the evil, demon. I don't care. I love acting. I've done some short films. I've done some independent films. I've done some background work. But I really feel like my passion is in film, but a lot so in music. Music is my newfound passion. I literally just found out I was capable of rapping because when I first got into California from Atlanta, I was hanging out with a lot of people who I thought I would never hang out with, like Wiz Khalifa. I went to a party at Drake's house. I've just been hanging out with all these people who are in music and getting to know all these people. And when you're around people like that, you can't help but soak in some of their energy, soak in some of their, hopefully their talent. And my brother raps. He's really good. So I got involved with it. And then Jesse was like, you know what? Get on my track. Get on my Drunk On You single. I'm going to put it on Spotify. I'm going to put it on iTunes. I'm going to put it on, Google Play and all this stuff. So I'm like, you know what? All right, I'll do it. Hmm. Got in the studio and everybody loved it. Everybody. Even Jack.
I want to hear it.
He doesn't even listen to rap music.
Because you do have an aura about you. Because a lot of people...
A lot of people do,
with the red carpet hosting and all that. I do it every week. And so many famous people I meet, I get disappointed because I'm like, there's no aura, there's no light. And it's funny that you, because obviously you think people on a reality show don't have it at all and are, let's be honest, typically talentless. But when you came in, you do have an aura about you. You do have a light, which I was surprised. I was like, She's got the life.
Thank you.
You have something going for you. Yeah. I feel like some of the people on the show, are they just there because they're working there and they're on the show and they're just kind of living through their reality fame? Or do they actually... Because I know, James does music and stuff, but...
James is a good DJ.
Is there anyone there that's just kind of, riding along for the ride?
I think everybody kind of has their own thing. I know Katie... I don't know if they already showed this or not. Katie has this really awesome blog.
Yeah, they showed it.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
And they took a photo shoot or something.
She has her blog. Pucker and Pout,
Pucker and Pout. Sheena has her lashes, her lash line, her makeup, some of her makeup line.
Kristen's got the t-shirt.
Tom actually does some singing.
I want to check out her makeup line.
Kristen Sandoval has a song that's really dope that you'll see later.
We saw the video,
The music video.
The
video's
out.
Me and Lala actually did that.
Yeah, okay.
So they do, but I will say that... y'all are really good at being able to look into things. You'll see which one you feel like is more serious than the other thing.
Yeah.
I was at Joyce's, the Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, Joyce.
Yes.
She had a Queen of the Universe thing last night. I was there for that, and I did a red carpet with James and Lala, and then Lala, so sweet, she's like, literally, I'm nervous, and she's like, Faith, when she raps, I get goosebumps, and yada. So the lady's like, oh, could you rap for us right now? I'm like, oh my God. So I rapped for them, and it was so funny, because all you saw was, like, the camera people, and, like, everybody kind of, like, dancing and moving. It was fun. I mean, everybody loved it. It was so exciting.
Where can we get the song you did with Jesse? Where can we find it?
I think he's going to put it on Spotify, I think, next week.
And what's the name of it?
Drunk on You. It's Drunk on You Remix. And then me and James have a song coming out, and then me and Lala as well.
Awesome! I'm so excited! We should do something together. Nobody knows this about me, but I can rap.
Come on, come on.
We should do a Snapchat, a little Snapchat. We'll post it to Snapchat.
Yeah. I've never done it. Like, it's literally, like, I've done it where my best friend, I made her cry because I rapped about her dog. Like, something, like, really stupid. Like, I'll just, like, whip it out, and they're just like, what? So it has to be, like, time. I've never done it in front of anyone. But I'm just letting you know, maybe sometime we do.
As we said, think that she reminds us of Miley Cyrus.
Her voice is Miley, exactly.
And you've got a bit of a Nicki Minaj vibe about you. So you can Miley. Yeah.
I should
go.
Nice. A little face.
You kind of just did look like her when you did that.
That's what she does. She does that thing.
And I'll do... What is...
Well, we've got to wrap it up, but I want to say, instead of us doing predictions for next week, I want to ask Faith, how crazy is it going to get between James and Jax? Or even Brittany and Jackson, Lala? This is all going crazy next week.
It's
going
to get insane. When you guys tune in, you guys are going to see some crazy... Maybe even some WWE shit. Like,
there's
physical. It gets crazy. Like, so you guys got a lot in store for you, especially between Lala and Kristen, which you kind of see in the trailer. Lala gives her a freaking shove of her life.
Well, when are we gonna see you? That is the biggest question that we have.
I haven't seen all of the episodes, but you'll see me more popping up a little more. You'll see me. Don't worry. Okay. I'll give you a little dose of the chocolate.
Nice. Yes.
I got you.
And just for next week as well, just quickly, can we please have Crazy by Britney Spears as our coming on song? Because it's gonna be a crazy episode.
Yes. Okay. Dan, where can we find you on social media, love?
Okay, guys, well, it's been great. We love a bit of Faith. Love Faith. So you can find me on Instagram at Dan Babic. That's DanBabic. And then Twitter's the same, but with a little cute underscore after Dan Babic.
I'm always smiling after him because he just says the cutest things. But you can find me on Twitter at JustineDivana3 and on Instagram at Let's Face It with Justine.
Already following her. you can find me at Faith Stowers, not Stowers, Stowers, S-T-O-W-E-R-S. And the same thing for Twitter is Faith Stowers. And my Snapchat is I'll Take Two of You.
Oh, cute. You guys can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. It's all at Megan Stecher, M-E-G-A-N-S-T-E-C-H-E-R. Thank you so much for joining us for the Vanderpump Rules After Show. We can't wait for next week. Thanks, Faith.
You're welcome.
Group hug. Yeah, come on. Yep. Menounos,
Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.